Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now it is Friday, meaning that the weekend is upon us. And for a lot of people, you like to spend the weekend having a little lie-in, right? And you should never feel guilty about it, according to me, firstly, because, I mean, a lot of people do, thinking that I'm wasting the day.
Yeah.
But apparently, science has said that it is very good for you, okay? So here's the good news about lions. Catching up with a weekend lion can offset the damage of not getting enough sleep during the week, which actually makes you, apparently, live a longer life. So weekend lions can help maintain muscle, keep fat gain in check, and support key hormones as well, right? So basically, if your ideal Saturday involves ignoring the alarm, science is saying that it's okay to do so.
I had a personal trainer, Ross, who used to tell me, he used to like question my sleep hours. And if I wasn't getting enough sleep and I'd put on weight, he'd go, well, it's that. And then the following week, he'd say to me, please, please, please get the amount of sleep. And it's so weird that if I kept everything else in check, that on that following week and my sleep was included, I would actually notice a difference in my body. So this is kind of correct. I'm awful for a lie-in, right? Especially this whole summer. I think I'd be delighted to finish up for the summer because I get up at 6 o'clock every day to go to the gym.
Yes, you do.
And now I'm awake. Even on a lie-in day, like Saturday, Sunday, I could wake up at like 6:45 and that's my extra 15 minutes
Stop.
Of the morning.
That's a lie-in for you?
It's not. No, no. I'm not being that sort of person. I get up at 5 a.m. I'm just saying that because my body clock has gotten used to it, my lie-in situation is a little bit later. Like if I get to 7:30 of a Saturday or Sunday,
that's a treat.
I'm thrilled with my life.
Yeah. Okay, so if you are completely off, we'll say for a day, 2 days, 3 days, what is a lie-in? Like what can you get to?
Tuesday, when I was off that Tuesday, 10 o'clock. And that to me, I woke up and I was like, oh, she's very bold.
Oh, what a little treat.
You, and what's yours?
Mine?
Come on.
I love my sleep, okay? I love my bed and I love a lion. I think there is nothing that gives me more joy in life than a lion, right? My lions could be like 11 a.m.
Blasphemous. Get up out of the bed, you lazy git.
No, I'm so cozy. But then there's the question of where do you have the best lion?
Oh,
because I have a place where I would sleep the best, and that is in my home bed at home in Tralee.
Yes.
I can sleep for probably more hours past 11 o'clock if I'm in my home bed in Tralee.
Do you think that's also because of the better air in Tralee? But then you live kind of close to the sea in Dublin as well, though, so maybe that's...
Yeah, I think it's probably because when I'm at home in Tralee, I know that I'm not working at all. There's nothing work around me at that moment.
Yeah.
And also if I'm at home, I will go home for like a couple of days. So you kind of get into that lie-in kind of routine in the morning.
Yeah.
Whereby if you're off for a few mornings, it's a later lie-in and then a later lie-in.
And I'm like you, I can't have a lie-in or even relax if I'm in Dublin. Whereas if I'm outside of Dublin, I can most definitely switch off. But I almost feel that when I'm here, I'm in work mode the whole time.
That must be what it is.
So that's why my favourite lie-in has got to be a hotel bed, preferably outside of the country. Because Dublin, being outside Dublin is one thing, but being in a Spanish country or somewhere like that, Dublin who? Don't even know her. Wouldn't even know her if she was in front of me.
Oh, hotel beds. Hit different,
Sean. And as well as that, they're always bigger. So, like, I know you like this as well because you and Sean, obviously, you know, you sleep in the same bed, but you don't like being near him because he mooches and all the rest of it.
Oh, he's such a moocher.
Whereas I'd have to call Eddie to find him in the hotel bed.
I'm
like, where are you? I Google Maps to find him. Like,
oh, no, Sean is awful. Like, he is allergic to a lion. Like, 9 o'clock will hit. He needs to get out of the bed because he has that whole mindset of, like, I'm wasting the day. We have to get up and do things and be productive. And I'm just like, please stop. Just. Stop that.
You should let him get up and do all the bits first and then you will slowly sloth your way out the bed.
Do all the bits for me.
Uh-huh.
So that then I can have more time. I like that way of thinking.
And it also begs me to think about hotel breakfasts. Because, you know, the lie-in is one thing. Are you getting out of bed to go down? Because sometimes they finish at 10 o'clock and I'm allergic. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Or are you getting it up to the room? Are you bougie?
Ooh.
€21 for a tray. I want to get into all of that next. Where is your favourite lie-in and what is the most acceptable lie-in time?
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
If you are someone who's ever felt guilty about sleeping in on a Saturday, on a Sunday, well, apparently science says you don't need to feel guilty because it's actually supposed to be good for you and is making you live a longer life as well, which we're all for. Now, we're asking you this morning, what is your best lie-in, aka where do you have it? Mm. And also, what time are you sleeping in until? 0877 98 98 98 is how you can get in touch throughout the morning. Dee is in Walkinstown. She says, I never have a lie-in on a Saturday, but always on a Sunday.
That's me all over. Is I can't it? Lie in on a Saturday because Saturday is, it's like a mini lie-in, but it's the day of bits. Especially if you work Monday to Friday like we do. By the time Saturday rolls around, there's so much stuff to get done that if I can get up early on a Saturday morning, not early, early, but get up and get all the stuff done.
Yeah.
I'm like the happiest person. And then the Sunday feels guilt-free.
True.
It's the guilt that eats me up.
Bits on a Saturday morning.
Marcus texts in from time and he says, do you remember when you were kids, you'd love a lie-in or you'd love to be up straight away, getting up, watching the cartoons. I remember I wasn't allowed up out of the bed till 7:30 of any sort of morning.
Really?
If I was up before 7:30, there was war. If they heard me turn the key downstairs, you got a scream and a shout and you'd go back. Even if it was like 7:25, you were straight back up the thing.
I was like that as a child as well. I used to get up at like 5 a.m. to watch cartoons.
What was your Christmas time? Do you remember when you were for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. My Christmas time was around 8 o'clock.
What?
8:30, yeah. You think that's really late, don't
you? Jeez, I'd be in mass by that stage.
8:30.
Ours was always 7 o'clock because 7:30 was the normal time for like during the year. But then the Christmas time was always 7 o'clock. You could up to see what Santa got you for Christmas.
I've always said it. I love my bed and I love a lion. So I've clearly been like that from a child. But then I was getting 5 a.m. for cartoons. So I don't know what was going on then. Elaine in Ranelagh, she says, I can't lie in on holidays because we were talking about sleeping in abroad as well. She said, firstly, because I want to get out and explore, which is a valid point, but also because I miss my own bed. There's nothing like your own bed for a lion.
There's nothing like your own bed at the end of a holiday. Like when you're going home to the holiday, but the initial like first couple of days, I'm like, who, what, where, why? And Jenny has a different approach. She says, I love a lie-in on holiday, getting up on the balcony, stepping outside, smelling the fresh air and giving a big stretch.
Oh.
I hope you're not facing onto another balcony because you're giving the neighbours a good look.
You enjoying the holiday?
Are you going down for the buffet breakfast?
On holidays, I would love a lion. So we were in Salou a couple of weeks ago, and I was part of the package that we went with. We were getting hotel breakfast because we've mentioned this as well this morning. Hotel breakfast, I love. I know you love.
Live for, like. My favourite, sorry, before you go on, the River Lee in Cork. I was there on the weekend. Still top notch. Top tier breakfast, if I can just point that out.
Hotel breakfast is just, again, one of those things that just makes you so happy in life. But when we were in Salou, again, with breakfast included in our package, we got up for breakfast, I think, 3 mornings, and then just decided that a lion was more valuable than the breakfast was. So we skipped breakfast, and then we had a kind of late kind of breakfast, more into brunch thing, because we just valued sleep more and a lion even more than the breakfast.
I would kind of agree with you.
Yeah.
Even if you do 3 or 4 out of the 7 days, you're kind of laughing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.